For over 80 years, Chamber Music Cincinnati has been presenting the world's most outstanding ensembles, and this year is no exception. Chamber Music Cincinnati's president, John Spencer, shares the highlights with us. Hi, John.
Thanks, Anne. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Chamber Music Cincinnati.
Chamber Music Cincinnati is the third longest live chamber music organization in the United States. It was founded in 1929. And we're the sole organization among many chamber music organizations in Cincinnati that presents the world's finest international touring chamber music groups throughout the year.
And you have six groups on this year's schedule, and let's start with the kickoff concert on October 1st.
We're presenting the Miro Quartet, one of the most highly praised chamber music groups of our time. It was founded in 1995, 18 years ago at the Oberlin Conservatory, and has won virtually every string quartet award that you can get, from the Coleman Prize, which it won a year after it was formed, highly unusual for a quartet to win that fast, going through 2005, when it was the first ensemble in the history of the Avery Fisher Grant to win that award. Musicians tend to enter competitions when they're younger, and they cleaned up in their first decade. And in successive reviews over the past decade, many, many of them, the New York Times has praised them to the sky. Exuberance in Haydn, explosive vigor and finesse, waves of electrical sound that just doesn't get better.
What's on their concert?
We're excited because our concert this year, Tuesday, October 1st, is the opening concert of the Constella Festival here. They're going to be doing three of the great monuments, the chamber music literature, two pieces by Schubert, and my personal favorite quartet by Beethoven. The first piece is Schubert's Quartetsatz. It's a single movement. Schubert wrote it in 1820, 7 years before he died, and never came back to it. Actually, he wrote 40 bars of a second movement after that stopped. The second quartet is Schubert's Death and the Maiden, regarded by many people not only as one of the great quartets ever written, but one of Schubert's best works and arguably one of people's favorites among his compositions. And then third, Beethoven's B-flat major string quartet, Opus 130, and the Große Fugue, which many people think is the greatest work ever written for string quartet, and as I said, is my personal favorite. And in fact, first time I ever heard this quartet, when I was very young, I thought it was written by a contemporary composer. And I only read 2 days ago that Stravinsky described it as an absolutely contemporary piece of music that will be contemporary forever.
Well, following that amazing concert, you have the Morgenstern Trio, also an award-winning ensemble, and the Jack Quartet. That's a concert that looks especially intriguing. That's another ensemble dedicated to music outside the box.
Yeah, the Jack Quartet will definitely be different. The Morgenstern Trio, which will be here on Tuesday, November 5th, we've had before. They were a winner of the Kalkstein Laredo Robinson Trio Award. They came here 2 years ago as part of their tour, and they were so good that we just had to have them back. And they have a really varied program that they're doing. Ernest Bloch was a Swiss composer, studied with the famed violinist Isai, came to the United States in 1916, became the first music director of the renowned Cleveland Institute for Music. His music is very warm. There's a Haydn piano trio, one of the favorites. Haydn wrote more than 60 string quartets and more than 60 piano trios. This F-sharp piano trio is one of the best, very charming and a real audience favorite. Wolfgang Riem, a noted contemporary German composer whose music is rich and very complex. It's possible that most of our audience will not have heard his work before, but Anne-Sophie Mutter, who performed recently with the CSO, premiered his violin concerto with the New York Philharmonic in 2010. Somebody very worth hearing. And Schumann, who needs no introduction to anyone, who wrote wonderful piano trios, and his D minor trio combines all of the elements of the other works on the program.
And the Jack Quartet is, as I said, another ensemble dedicated to not just to contemporary music, but music literally outside the box. They've studied with Kronos and with the Muir String Quartet, and they do arrangements of medieval music as well as commissioning works.
That's a great segue into a description of their program, Anne. If it weren't for the Miro, it would be hard to imagine a quartet in recent times that's been as highly praised as the Jack Quartet has. And you're absolutely right. They do an eclectic range of music. And on this program, they are doing a series of medieval pieces that have been arranged for contemporary instruments, including one Gregorian chant and another chant.
We're just halfway through the season, so then you have Jennifer Coe and Shai Wozner, who are extraordinary artists.
We do. They're an amazingly talented violinist and pianist. Their program, again, will be a study in contrast. Three Middle European composers, one from the 19th, one from the 20th, and one from the 21st centuries, including Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata, Janáček's Sonata for Violin and Piano, and Jörg Widmann's Sommerstadt. So this will be a program of wonderful music, some of which will be new, some of which will be familiar, all of which is not to be missed.
We change soundscapes with the Berlin Wind Ensemble.
That's absolutely right. We go from standard chamber music strings and piano to no strings and no piano. The Berlin Philharmonic, I think, generally is regarded as one of the world's three great orchestras, and they've arguably gathered together the most talented collection of solo wind players on the planet. We get to hear a concert that emphasizes their lush, creamy sound, including Mozart, Milhaud, and you'll be able to hear their musical insights, their sheer virtuosity. They were here on our series 2 years ago. When the ticket window opened, there were 90 people in line, including a number of members of the Cincinnati Symphony wind section. So that'll be a very, very special program.
And then you conclude with the Pavel Haas Quartet from Prague. They're named after the renowned Czech musician.
They are, and they're one of the hottest string quartets in Europe. This will be their first time in Cincinnati. They were here for half a tour last year. I think there was a baby in the family or something, and they had to end their tour. I was actually planning on driving to Indianapolis to hear them, and they weren't able to make that date. So we're thrilled to have them here. And we'll be ending our season as we began with three of the great monuments to the string quartet, the Shostakovich String Quartet number 1, the Britten String Quartet number 2, and Beethoven's Opus 59 number 2, Rasimovsky, one of everybody's favorite string quartets.
And can you just review the dates for the concerts?
Sure. The Moreau Quartet with two Schubert pieces and a Beethoven on Tuesday, October 1st. The Morgenstern Trio, Tuesday, November 5th. The Jack Quartet, Tuesday, December 10th. Jennifer Coe and Shai Wozner, Tuesday, January 21st. The Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet, Tuesday, March 1st. And ending the season, the Pavel Haas Quartet, Tuesday, April 15th.
Where do the concerts take place?
All of our concerts take place on Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. at Werner Recital Hall at CCM. There's parking directly under the CCM hall. There are still subscriptions available. Please, if you're new and you haven't been to one of our concerts before, make sure you find one of the directors and introduce yourself and say hello. We want to know you.
Well, it's a great season, and I thank you so much. My guest has been John Spencer, president of Chamber Music Cincinnati. You can find out more about Chamber Music Cincinnati and their season by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.